Hebrews chapter 11 is a great chapter of people who split the Red Sea, pulled down the walls of Jericho like Samson, shut the mouths of lions, raised the dead like Elijah. And in the midst of the list of these fantastic miracles, you read about a woman, a set of parents, but I think especially the woman, who brought up a child in a godly way. Now, to bring up a child in a godly way, can you put it in the same category as raising the dead and splitting the Red Sea? I say yes. God has put it there. Because you read that chapter sometime, Hebrews 11. It's fantastic miracles. Tremendous miracles. Which people are astounded by. But nobody thinks of the fact that you brought up a godly child as something to be astounded by. But this, in an evil world, it says about Moses in verse 23. Hebrews 11, 23. By faith Moses. Now it's not talking about the faith of Moses here. It's talking about more faith of his parents. And especially his mother. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden by his parents. So it's the parents who took that decision. And they saw he was a beautiful child. I just want to tell you that every child is a beautiful child. If you can see God's purpose for that child that is given to you, whether it's boy or girl, every child is a beautiful child. Don't ever look at some child and say, they were not a beautiful child. That's the lie of the devil. And they were not afraid of the king's edict. And now, what I want you to see is this. If you know the Old Testament story, for those who don't know it, the king of Egypt was so afraid that the Israelites were slaves there, were increasing in number by hundreds of thousands, that he was afraid that they will one day start a riot to kill the Egyptians and take over the country. So he passed a law, Pharaoh, that every male child should be killed so that there will not be any riot in Egypt and the Israelites would not take over the country. And so that's what all the Israelite, many of the Israelite mothers did. Of course, some of the midwives would not kill them. When God-fearing did not kill all the children. But Moses' mother, when this baby was born, she and her husband had faith. See, we got somehow, God has got a plan for this child. It's wonderful when you have a baby born in your home to see God's got a plan for this child. We must do everything to protect it from harm, from the devil, in that case from Pharaoh, today from the devil. And so they kept the child at home, but as it grew up, you can't keep it at home too long. Egyptian soldiers will come checking every house to see if any babies are there. So they put it in a basket and put it into the river, Nile, which is full of crocodiles and all that. And they trusted God to protect it. And Moses' sister, older sister, maybe 10, 12 years older than her, and was hiding in the bushes to see what would happen to this baby in the basket. And sure enough, how the leading of God, because of the faith of that woman, the mother, it's amazing what God does when a woman, when a mother has faith. The right person comes along, Pharaoh's daughter, who's got a kind heart. She sees this child and says, oh, this must be one of the Hebrew's children. It's my father, the Pharaoh, told to kill. So she picked it up. And Moses' sister, wise little girl, is instructed by her mother, go ahead, tell her if they want a nurse to look after the child. Of course, she ran up to Pharaoh's daughter and said, I get one of the Hebrew nurses to look after the child. She said, sure. And she went and called her mother. And the mother came. She didn't know it was the mother. Pharaoh's daughter said, you look after this child. And when he's grown up, bring him to the palace. Because I don't want the hassle of looking after a child when it's a little baby or got to take care of it, can't take care of itself. So Moses' mother did that. And they kept Moses at home. And at a certain age, they brought him to Pharaoh. Now, it doesn't say in the Bible how old Moses was when he was brought to Pharaoh's palace. Okay, let's assume that even if he was at home for 10 years or 7 years or 10 years, that's a maximum of 10 years. Then he'd have had to take the child to Pharaoh's palace. Okay, now picture this child at 10 years at home and at 30 years in the most wicked place on the face of the earth with immorality, loads of money and power and position and all that from the age of 10. Think of your child, say your little boy or little girl, whom you have at home for 10 years, that's all. And at the age of 10, you send that child out to the most wicked, worldly, corrupt, sinful, wealthy place on earth. And I'm not talking about America. I'm talking about the palace at Pharaoh. 30 years he rose up there with not a single godly person in that whole palace. And at the age of 40, look at the decisions he takes. Number one, I will not be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Verse 24. I don't want the honor of this world. Okay, second. Verse 25. I don't want the passing pleasures of sin, of sex and all that. Third. Verse 26. I don't want the riches, the treasures of Egypt. So after 30 years in his wicked surroundings, where there's plenty of money, plenty of honor, plenty of sex and pleasure, he rejected all three. I don't want the passing pleasure of sin. He knew there is pleasure in sin. It's one of the verses the Bible says, it's pleasure in sin, but it's a passing pleasure. I don't want it. All this wealth that I see in Egypt, I don't want it. And I don't want the honor of this big title, Pharaoh's daughter's son. What should I choose instead? I will choose to stand, verse 25, with the people of God. And I will choose, verse 26, the reproach of the Messiah who is going to come. Because the Israelites believe the Messiah Christ would come. Isn't it amazing that a 10-year-old boy goes into the most wicked place on earth and at the age of 40 turns out to take such important decisions in relation to honor, money and pleasure of the world? There's only one reason for it. His mother drilled into his mind by the time he was 10 the values that he should have. And that teaches us in those days when there was no Bible, no church, no fellowship, how a child could grow up if a mother had done her job faithfully and not played the fool during those 10 years. You know, she couldn't afford to play the fool. Every day was important because at the age of 10 she'd go. Imagine if you knew that you're, at the age of 10 your child is going to go out of your house. How would it be? If most of you at the age of 18 they go to college. I know all of my boys went to college when they were 18. You had them at home for a certain period, that's it. And you have your children at home for a certain period. And if you don't make use of every one of those days, later on you'll see you suffer the consequences of it. So it's an amazing, I really admire this lady. Why do I say the mother? Because they were all slaves in Egypt in those days, the Israelites. So I can imagine the father went for work at 6 o'clock in the morning. They really treated those slaves badly. And if you came late, really trouble you in some way. So 6 o'clock in the morning, he'd have a quick breakfast at home and brush off to work and probably come home at 9 o'clock at night. Slaves work the whole day. I don't even know whether they had a day off. Maybe they gave them a half a day off on some day of the week. I don't know. My point is, he hardly ever saw his baby, Moses, except when he was asleep. The father hardly ever saw it. Maybe they had a half day off in the week. He'd spend a little time with his son. But all the time, that boy was with the mother. And that mother was such a godly woman, put so many values into this child's head that he didn't forget 30 years later. That's quite a lesson for us, parents. Today we have father and mother. Why should your child choose the riches of the world or the honor of the world or the pleasures of sin when he's old?
when this child, with a mother who had no Bible at all, no church fellowship, nothing, all she had was God and her faith, which she wanted to impart to that child, it's a tremendous challenge to me. And to every mother sitting here, there's absolutely no excuse for your child to follow the ways of the world. Absolutely none. We have 100 times more than most mothers have.